and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jemwa Manifestation Coach, and in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to create from a blank space, how to stop projecting your past, your old realities, onto your present moment experience. Okay, this is something that prevents us from having the energetic space to actually manifest something new, because we keep telling the old story and even further back into your pure consciousness, your pure awareness, you keep projecting this image of your reality that you think is happening. You're projecting it. If you sit in meditation and you look and you watch yourself, ask yourself, what am I assuming that I am in right now? What am I in right now? What reality am I in? What am I projecting out onto this complete blank canvas, right? When you sit in meditation, you connect with pure consciousness, and there's nothing that you need to do to fill your space. You're just being present with the emptiness. Okay, and this is really beneficial for your manifestations because you peel back the layers and you connect with just your pure consciousness. So from that place, this is where I'm speaking from. I'm speaking from that place. I'm speaking from this place where you are just pure consciousness, and then you project form, you project realities, you project an identity that is huge. The identity that you believe you are, the version of yourself that you keep projecting, that is so important to be aware of. How you keep defining yourself in your own mind. It's funny because, you know, we don't realize we have the power to change who we are. You know, we think who we are is so solid. But you can always tap into a different version of yourself that has a different reality, the reality that you want. Okay, but you can't access this if you're caught up in like your daily life, you're caught up in stories, you're distracted. It's going to be a lot harder in my experience. Maybe not. Maybe you can do it this way. And if you can, that's great. But in my experience, it's a lot harder to actually access this blank space, this blank canvas where you can imprint a new reality. You can project a new reality, okay? So it's easier if you have this meditative space that you're in and you have this conscious awareness of what you're actually projecting out onto your life. Okay, so you want to look at, when you're doing this, you want to look at the version of yourself that you're projecting out onto your life. Who you think you are and what you think you have, right? If you're trying to create a whole new reality, you know, with a whole new level of abundance, a whole new level of things, and a whole new level of activities, whatever you want, your ideal life, like whatever you want to be experiencing in your ideal life, you have to allow yourself to change into the version of yourself where you can imagine yourself having those things and living that kind of lifestyle that you want. So you're not just creating that lifestyle, you're creating the version of yourself that has that lifestyle. So you just do that simply by imagining, okay, what would it look like if I already had this lifestyle? I already had this income. I already had this amount of abundance. I already had this day-to-day life experience. Okay, you see yourself having it. Now, become that version of yourself by deleting, okay? We're computer programming our own psyche here. Computer programming your own psyche. That's the best way to manifest. So you want to program your blank canvas with the version of yourself that has that lifestyle. Okay? So you're deleting the old version by just realizing from pure consciousness, you don't have to keep identifying as that person anymore. You know, you can apply this to any habit too. Like if you have a habit, like smoking, for example, and you're addicted to smoking cigarettes or whatever it may be, you know, this is an example of, well, delete that version of yourself, right? So you do this from your pure consciousness, from your connection to your pure consciousness, and you see yourself how you keep projecting this habit. You keep believing in it. You keep making it real. You keep telling the story, I'm a person who does this. I'm the person who does this, right? You keep identifying as that. You know, and identity is kind of like further back in our consciousness than the act of doing the habit. You know, like if you think about the act of smoking the cigarette or whatever your habit is that you're tired of, your habit could also just be a belief. Your habit could be an amount of money that you keep making each month and you want to go beyond it, but you keep staying stuck at that number. Right? That's a habit. You've created a habit. So you keep believing in that habit. You keep believing in that number. You keep believing in that habit. You keep believing in that way of being. Okay? So you're identifying as it. Identification is further back in our awareness than the actual habit. You know, like we'll just be on autopilot doing the habit. That's our autopilot. It's homeostasis state of being, right? But your identity is a little further back in your awareness. Your identity is the source of you keep picking up that habit. You know, you keep picking up that habit because you've already identified as the version of yourself that is in this reality where this just keeps happening on automatic. So you want to create things to be automatic in your life that are actually what you want, right? This is like, whoa, okay, this is, opens a whole new dimension for your life because now you can thrive. You can thrive on a whole nother level, right? So this is like going back into your pure consciousness, consciously projecting a version of yourself with a new habit. What is the new habit? Okay? And when you do this, like you're going to see results instantly. If you do this in meditation, I should probably create a guided meditation for this. Maybe we'll do that today at the end of this podcast. But you do this in a meditation, you have more leverage to access your projections. You have more leverage to access your identity. You have more leverage to access your habits because you're watching them, you're seeing them, you know? When you're back, when you lean back into your state of consciousness, you lean back into the witness consciousness. If you know Mickey Singer, he talks about this, your witness consciousness. Being in that place, okay, now you're projecting this identity of who you think you are out onto your, like what you see with your eyes, right? And what you feel. But you're doing that, you know? That's the thing. That's what's so trippy is like we all think we're living this reality that is outside of us. But we're not. You're projecting everything. It's like a video game, and you're projecting everything, and you're programming the video game. You're programming all the pieces of your video game, including your identity, who you think you are. Like, you're programming yourself, okay? So the key is to lean further back into your pure consciousness, because that's where you actually will have leverage to change what you're identifying as and the habits that you keep creating, the realities that you keep creating. You can change them from your witness consciousness. Okay? So sitting in meditation and tapping into the new version of yourself that you want to be, I think first the best thing to do is to remind yourself, okay, I'm deleting this old version. So you can see it. You know, if you're in meditation, you can kind of see your psyche. You can see your habits of thought. You can see the stories you're telling. You can feel it too. You can kind of feel this sensation in your body of this limited version of yourself that you don't want to be anymore. You know, this habit, this thing that you keep doing on autopilot, right? And you don't want to do it anymore because you don't want to identify that version of yourself anymore. You are going beyond, right? So first thing is to just clear the space. Just identify first as the source. Identify first as pure consciousness. Your true identity, your real identity is pure consciousness. Real meaning it is eternal. You know, that part of you that is here no matter what you think, right? Thoughts come and go in the space of this. Your body comes and goes in the space of this. When you go into deep sleep at night, you don't know that you have a body, but consciousness is still there. When you have feelings, different feelings come and go all the time, but your consciousness is still there, right? Consciousness doesn't change. That's what is real. Something that never changes. That's the ultimate real. The real is something that is unchanging, right? And so you look for that piece of yourself. Where's that piece of me that has never changed from the time I was born up until now? There's been something about me that's always been the same, right? What is that? So you look for it, you could try to connect with it, allow it to reveal itself to you. That space, that pure consciousness that never changes, but it is a space in which all forms come and go, all sensations come and go, all thoughts come and go. Identify as that. So you're in your meditation, you're okay, I identify as the space, the unchanging. Now, from there, now that you've identified as the source, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the source, you can call it the universe, you can call it consciousness, you can call it awareness, you can call it emptiness, the formless, whatever word you like. You call it that. And you say, this is what I am. This is who I truly am, beyond all comings and goings of life. This is what I am. Now that you're identified as your true self, your true identity, now you're going to see that manifesting is going to get so much easier. It's going to be really easy now, because now you have this perspective that gives you the ability to change things easily, because you're not in the story anymore. You're not in the limited self. You're not in human mode. You're not in human mode here. So, okay, from your pure consciousness, identifying as pure consciousness, now you can use your thoughts and use your sensations, use your feelings to create a new version of yourself that has the reality you want. Okay, so you see this version of yourself that has what you want, has the lifestyle you want, has the income you want, has the business that you want, has the level of success that you want, whatever you want. Like, you got it, right? This is where you realize, oh shit, that's how powerful one thought is. Just me imagining this from pure consciousness, from that blank space. Now it's like, oh, that's what God meant. God said, let there be light. Boom, there's light. Okay, I get it now. It's like, oh, okay. That's all that's needed to manifest something. God said, let there be light. Boom, there's light. That's all that was needed. One thought from the source. From your connection to God, you think of one powerful thought. It is immediately projected out into your existence. Because you just said that. Hello, do you realize you have that much power? Okay, I know. It takes some time to get used to it. And we're not always going to be there either. Like, you're not always going to be pure consciousness, total connection with God all the time, but you can intend to be there more often. And that's when life gets really magical. That's when things happen and you don't even have explanations for how they happen and things just start appearing. It's like true magic. So anyways, from that pure consciousness, you project your ideal version of yourself and you project your ideal reality. And then, you know, you get up from your meditation, you go about your business, and you kind of see how you feel different, you're experiencing different, you're perceiving your reality differently. And that one act of what you did in your meditation, you know, has tremendous power. Don't underestimate the power of that. You'll see things change, and you'll see how you actually did delete the old habits. Right? You deleted them. They may try to creep back in, and that's when you can always use your meditation practice again to change your reality. Delete the old energy. And you delete the old energy by being super aware of it, right? Like, you're watching it. You're not absorbed in it. You're watching it from that witness perspective, which, like, it feels to me like it's a leaning back into my infinite being, right? That's like behind my body or something. Kind of feels like that to me. Like, it's behind me. And it's like I'm leaning back into the watcher of everything. So you do that, and then you delete the old habit that you don't want anymore. You delete the old income. You delete the old feelings, like maybe if you're dealing with depression or anxiety, you delete the depression, you delete the anxiety, you delete the belief, and you imprint the new belief, you imprint the new reality, you imprint your new income. So it's really cool, you know, when you get the hang of this and you see it working. You're going to see miracles unfold before your eyes. Because who else is going to perform miracles except you and your connection to source, right? What else is going to perform a miracle? You know, there's no outside. So it's you. All right. I think that's good. I think we're at 20 minutes. I think that was a very potent 20-minute podcast. That gets to the root of how you can manifest what you want. Some of, you know, if you do this, you'll probably experience maybe 50% of the time instant manifestations, and the other 50% of the time, like, pretty quickly, within a few days, within a few hours, things will change for you. You'll experience that when you do this meditation and you imprint the new reality, you'll get partial manifestations of what you want. So you'll see things changing, but it may not be exactly what you want. So you keep doing it until you get the full manifestation that you actually want. So this will just move your reality quicker, you know? Because if, you know, think about it. If you're still manifesting from the old stories, you're fighting against yourself. You're keeping active the old realities while you're trying to create the new realities, and they clash, and it just doesn't make things happen. It doesn't make it work. It doesn't make manifestation work for you. And then that's when you start feeling defeated, and you start feeling like it doesn't work, right? So if you don't delete the old realities first, and you don't delete your old identities first, it's just gonna be clashing with your new reality, and it's not gonna feel good. It's not gonna happen fast. So if you want to apply this to your reality purely with money, check out my Money Manifesting Space membership. If you want to apply this purely with your business, check out my mastermind. If you want to apply this to every area of your life and get my one-on-one support in that, check out my one-on-one coaching options. You can find everything on my website. Feel free to email me if you need help deciding what is best for you. And I will see you guys in another episode. Namaste.